Sweet.
What's up, Facebook, Instagram? Hello, everybody. All right, cool.
We're live again.
Yeah, we are.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Monday's with Mike and Marty.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 9, guys.
I can't believe it.
I know, right?
We're climbing on 10.
I know. It's crazy that it's kind of flown by so quickly.
We got some really good topics for you guys today. Simple topics, but very controversial and very misinformed.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So we're going to clear it up for you guys. Ashley, what up, what up? Nadine. Nadine, how was your consultation with Michelle and Kim? I'm curious. Ready for the best sound in the world? Ashley, you were first. Hell yeah.
Ready for the best time in the world.
That was perfect, like.
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
Ashley, you were first.
Going this Thursday. Awesome. That's what I like to hear. All right. Once you're on, Kim. It's on Thursday. Awesome. Once you guys are on, hit the like button, hit the love button. Do us a huge favor and hit the share button. Share it to your groups, share it on your pages. The more people that see this, that's what kind of keeps us going. Oh, that was even better than mine.
What's up?
Now the podcast has begun. Awesome. Yeah, share it out.
Look at those likes already.
Love it. That's just amazing. Man. Too close to my phone and have no life. Well, you and me both, actually. You and me both. Damn, that's good.
Yes.
I've been drinking the unsweetened one, so
I
like this once in a while. It's nice. Awesome. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
I'm going to share it myself.
Same.
We're going to get on a really good topic today.
Let's see who else can share that too. All right. And I'm almost certain that last week's episode with Nutrishmish, check today, if it hasn't, may have changed, but we're at 999 views. So.
What? Why?
If.
God damn it.
Maybe we can check it.
Let's see. Right
now, let's see. Guys, do you think we hit 1,000?
Let's see. 1,000?
Do we hit the magic number?
I'm going to be really OCD in the way if it's at 999.
We are at 1,000 views.
Hell yeah.
Kim, Michelle.
1,000 views.
1,000 views for our episode last week.
Hell yeah. So, and you got a nice little consultation out of it.
Yeah.
That's going to go really well.
Yeah, I've been like obsessively looking at it because it's been going up.
Yeah.
The past like couple of days. And I'm like, wait. I was like, it's at 950, and then I checked it again. It was like 970. I'm like, and I checked this morning. I was like, 999 views. I was like, come on,
so close.
Just one view.
Big shout out to Sail Away Coffee Company for fueling this podcast. Got the Nitro Sail Away Sea Salt Caramel Cold Brew. Awesome.
Hold on. And make sure we don't lose you guys, because my Mac almost wants to reboot on us. And let's check the Instagram.
Instagram Live and Facebook Live.
Yep.
Awesome. Cool. Whoever's on, say what's up. Let us know you're there. We're going to jump into the topic in a minute. Hit the like, hit the love. Share it out to your friends.
Go.
Share it out to your groups. Definitely much appreciated.
Yeah. Very much appreciated. Uh-oh.
Good job.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Somebody joined.
Somebody tried to join the podcast.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
Awesome.
All right.
Welcome back. Mondays with Mike and Marty.
Man, weather was shitty today.
Yeah. literally wanted to stay in bed all day.
Yeah.
It actually got kind of nice out too.
Like, it did.
Sun came out, decently warm out.
It was miserable walking to work in the city today.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. It was miserable driving to work.
Oh, I can imagine.
What do you want?
I was like beyond. It was like you throw your pants in like the washing machine and then you just take them out without drying them. And that's how it felt. It was
that's terrible.
Miserable. That's cool, Ashley. Sorry to tag you in so many posts, but your information is so valuable. Well, we appreciate that.
You tag us in as many posts as you please. We're always willing to say what's up and have a conversation and answer questions. That's
absolutely
why that's what we're here for. So today's topic is one that both of us feel very strongly about.
Yeah.
I get a little crazy when I talk about it, but it's good. So, sugar.
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 Everyone's best friend.
Yes. Everybody loves sugar, literally.
They do.
I don't because I know what it does to the body, but I used to love sugar.
Yeah.
Like, I would have just drank sugar if I could have. But everyone loves sugar. Probably would be gross, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody loves sugar. There's also sugar in almost everything. It's super hard to avoid.
Yes.
But the cool thing is it's not as hard to avoid as most people think it is.
Yes.
So that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today. Why your sugar is no good, what it kind of like basically what it does to the body, and what to do instead. Some of the alternatives are not better than sugar, and some of the natural alternatives are completely cool and good to take, good to use, rather. So, get your questions ready, because I know for a fact that most, if not all, of you have a sugar addiction, which is very hard to kick. I had a bad sugar addiction, just like everybody else, and I kicked it, but it took me a long time.
Yep.
A long time. Now, I kind of reprogrammed my brain a little bit to not really even have a desire for it, but let's face it, I'm a human being. And once in a while, I just crave something sweet. I just go for something a little bit healthier to kick my sweet tooth than, you know, the normal black and white cookie that I would reach for, which I still crave sometimes, not going to lie.
Do you still eat black and white cookies once in a while, though?
Once in a while, yes, but I feel like such shit the next day that it's not even worth it.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's fair.
But yeah, it does hit the spot. Like, it feels good going down. But unfortunately, you know, like, my body is just so used to it. You know, same thing with you, I'm sure. Like,
yeah.
When you have some sort of, like, and that's not even like a little bit of sugar. Like, a black and white cookie, I don't even want to know how much sugar. And I eat the whole thing, like the big one from like the big
house. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, like,
yeah.
You know, I still love them. I'm not even going to play like I don't. I'm not going to lie, but I can't eat them because they destroy, like, I feel the effects of the sugar on my brain the next day.
Absolutely.
So.
I definitely do still indulge in, like.
I wish it didn't make me feel like that the next day.
I mean,
it serves such a good purpose.
It does.
It really does. Like, it plays a huge role in a healthy lifestyle.
Like. I'll definitely enjoy some good sugary treats.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
Like this weekend, I enjoyed some Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, Samoas.
We had Samoas and some Tagalongs, and they were really, really good. But like at the same time, like I stopped on like Saturday night, but like Sunday, I'm just like I didn't really feel that great.
Yeah,
I'm just like. It sucks, but, you know, my body needs it.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
You do need it.
At least for me. You know, I need those indulgences once in a while.
Yeah. It's definitely important. It does play a big role. That's why I do it. I mean, even though it makes me feel like that the next day, I mean, it does play, you know, it does play a role.
Yeah. But our topic is sugars and artificial sweeteners.
Sugars and artificial sweeteners. A lot of people, I find, a lot of people use Splenda or Sweet and Low, or what's the other one? Equal? The blue one?
Equal, yeah.
Equal, like, see, like, I literally don't even know the names of them.
Yeah.
Those, instead of sugar, thinking that it's better for you, or even diabetics, they'll use that stuff because it's not as, it doesn't affect the insulin as much. The artificial sweeteners still affect insulin and blood glucose levels, just not as much, which is why people will tell you if you're type 2 diabetic to use that instead.
Right.
It doesn't, it's not going to, you know, but at the same time, Sweet and Low, Splenda, Equal, those are chemicals, guys. It's
yes.
straight up chemicals. So, you know, yes, sugar's bad for many reasons, which we'll go into, and artificial sweeteners are bad, yes, but my opinion, at the end of the day, if you must choose one, you're probably better off with the real sugar because it's not an, a man-made, artificially made chemical.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say one is, I mean, like, I think they're both equally as bad, but, you know, but chemicals are going to have.
But you might as well go for the pure sugar.
Yeah, if you're going to do one, and that doesn't mean, like, you can go with sugar instead. That just means, like, if you need to, like, if you are repulsed by black coffee and you need to put something in there to sweeten it, you know, we're going to give you some good ideas today
yes.
where you can use something more natural and that still sweetens the whatever you're trying to sweeten without having to choose sugar or
yeah.
artificial sweeteners.
And I think the something that also plays into it is, like, for fake sugars, like those unhealthy ones like we just mentioned, like, people will always choose, like, Diet Coke over
mm-hmm.
regular Coke because there's no calories in Diet Coke. But there's so much fake, shitty sugar
yep.
in Diet Coke that it's worse for you
mm-hmm.
than it is in regular Coke. And I'm not saying that either is good for you, but if you're going to choose to drink a real soda, you might as well choose the non-diet version because the sugar in that is probably better for you.
Yeah.
I can't even say that. But it's better for you than the fake shit that's actually in diet soda.
Yeah.
And people think, like, drinking diet soda is just like, oh, I'll just drink Diet Coke. It's fine. I'm going to be okay. It's like, no, you're not going to be okay. Just...
Yeah, like honestly, like, one Diet Coke a week or a month, it's not the end of the world, you know? But, like, at the end of the day, it's still chemicals. You're still putting that into your body, which we shouldn't be putting into your body. And... it's still doing very harmful things to your body.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, it goes much deeper than that. We're not going to go scientific and confuse you as much as I would love to, but not confuse you, go scientific. But, you know, like, you have to remember, though, both sugar and artificial sweeteners are doing massive damage to your body.
Yes.
Especially if you're consuming them daily and over a longer period of time. You know, like, once a week, it's not the end of the world, but even that, over a long period of time, that will add up. You know, if you're going to have, like, a Diet Coke with your indulgence meal once a week, it's not the end of the world,
no.
in my opinion. You know, like, you don't have to worry about that. It's just, like, what you do every day, your daily rituals, your daily practices, that's what makes the bigger goal. Or, you know, that's what could either make the bigger goal or break the bigger goal.
The amount of diet soda that gets drank in my job is...
I literally, ridiculous. I can confidently say I literally have never even drank that.
It's like...
Gianna, thoughts on Splenda? This, I know you put this before we started talking. We didn't answer. Our bad. My boyfriend always needs it in his coffee. Well, I understand. However, your boyfriend doesn't need it in his coffee. He wants it in his coffee. So what I would suggest is stay tuned in the next few minutes because we're going to actually go into the whole topic of natural sweeteners that are much safer to use and that are actually good for consuming every day. Michelle, what up, Michelle? Oh my God, I can go on a rant for days. Same. Nadine, I feel the same, Michelle. Michelle, sugar is better for you hands down. There isn't a single study that supports weight loss for diet products, although supporting weight gain, but those chemicals will kill you. Michelle is 100% correct.
Yeah.
So sugar and artificial sweeteners both do, like we said, massive damage to the body. But the diet stuff, there are no known successful studies that show that diet, not even diet soda, diet products
yeah.
help you lose weight. Here's why, okay? When you go and get into the store and get like a diet soda or a diet yogurt or whatever it is, the stuff that's normally in the regular version of it, they have to take that out. If they don't replace it with something artificial to make it taste the same, they're never going to sell it because it's not going to taste good. So if it's a diet product, it's pumped, usually pumped full of artificial sweeteners, artificial chemicals, dyes, fillers, you name it. Like if I pick up a can of Coca-Cola right now, I could go, we could make a whole podcast just ripping the ingredients in that. Right. And, you know, like they try to make it sell. Like I see what they're doing. They're doing these new, like the new cans. They look cleaner. They look fresh. They look cool. It's still diet soda. Like
yes.
You're still the same shit. Because you're changing the can, making it seem and appear healthier. Unfortunately, that's gonna trick and fool a lot
yes.
of people.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, it's like the marketing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you have to be smart and make sure you're checking the label. I don't care how healthy and clean and presentable something looks. I'm looking at the label because I can make a product and I can fill it with shit and I can make the product label look like it's a natural product, and the amount of people that I'll trick is insane. So. Definitely check the labels, which most of you probably know from listening to us already. We're big, big advocates on it. But, yeah, so, you know, and like Michelle said, those chemicals will kill you, right? Neither of us are doctors, nor are we giving advice as doctors,
no.
But the sugar, we're going to go into why it's bad for you, but the artificial sweeteners, they've been linked to stuff like cancer and Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's, like, there's studies out there. I didn't put the studies out there. Marty didn't put the studies out there, but we've read them before.
Yeah.
So you've seen a bunch.
Oh,
I've read a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad because like these diseases are real and they're super sad and dangerous and life threatening. But it's caused by a lot of it is caused by, or you know, the stuff if it's not caused by it, it feeds to it.
Yeah.
It feeds to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like sugar too. Like. Going into the topic of why sugar is bad for you before we go into the sweeteners, the
right.
healthy ones. Sugar causes inflammation, you know, like cancer cells feed on sugar.
Yep.
So that's their food source. That's their fuel source. You know how us as humans, we can go off of either glucose or ketones? Sugar is glucose. Sugar feeds on, I mean, cancer cells' fuel source is glucose. So it feeds off the sugar. So a lot of times now, like smart doctors who are becoming more aware of nutrition, they're taking their patients and putting them on, not even keto, sometimes keto, but they're stripping the carbs and sugars out of their diet, and
they're
starting to
better.
Get better. You know, because like think about it, you're stripping its food source away. Eventually, it's going to starve and die. It can't thrive without food and its fuel.
Yes.
Same thing with us. If something comes and strips our food source away, our fuel source, we'll live for a little bit, but we're going to get weak and die.
Yes.
It's the same concept. It's, you know, a cancer cell is still a living organism.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a human, it's the same concept. Right?
Sugar is the devil, Nadine.
True that.
Don't like that. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think, it just boggles my mind.
Mm-hmm.
With just how people just think in a way that eating sugar is like good for you.
Yeah.
And it's like
a lot of people don't realize how bad, like some people know, yeah, sugar's bad for me, but they don't understand how bad it really is for you, what it truly does
how
to the body.
It's destroying the inside of
your body. People just think like, yeah, I get sugar's bad for me, but
yeah, there's
worse.
But there's worse things they can do.
Yes,
and there is worse.
Yes,
things.
Of course there are worse things, but at the end of the day, guys, you can look this up. Sugar is a drug. It's addicting. That's why you have a quote-unquote sweet tooth. That's because sugar's a drug. Will it ever be classified as such? No, because the sugar companies run the entire world, and as much as I'm against sugar, if the sugar companies shut down, the world's pretty much over. Like, they fund everything.
They do.
So as sad as it is, we kind of need them to keep doing that, but that's a different topic for another podcast. But, you know, like sugar, you know, you have to realize that sugar acts, and this is another study, there's many studies on this, sugar reacts the same in a human's brain on these test subjects than cocaine does. Cocaine and sugar react the same way in a human brain based on the studies with the people that were used in those studies. So that if that doesn't kind of like not to like scare you, but at the same time, yes, because You know, like, yeah, you're not snorting lines of cocaine, but eating sugar, really, at the end of the day, I mean, it sounds silly to compare the two, but they're really the same. If they're reacting the same way in your brain, you know, that can cause mood swings. That can cause a whole bunch of different things.
Absolutely.
And guys, your brain is your central. That's the center of everything. Your brain controls everything, tells everything what to do. So if you're messing with your brain and you're giving it stuff that's going to start damaging it, you know what I'm saying? Like neurodegenerative like diseases, like age-related cognitive decline, like that stuff happens, you know, when people, that stuff is increased and sped up by people eating massive amounts of sugar and carbohydrates and not treating their bodies the right way. So, you know, there's a reason why a lot of like 80-year-olds look incredible and they're sharper than we are mentally because they don't eat that stuff.
Right.
Like age-related, like cognitive decline and those diseases like dementia, like people just think like, oh, like that's what happens when you get old.
No.
Like, that's not, it's not inevitable. You can beat that 100% because, you know, like there are people that get it and there are people that don't get it. And food with sugar plays a humongous role in that.
Yes.
Whether it's genetic or not, like sugar plays a huge role in that.
Yes.
And that's what sugar does to your brain. I mean, like, I guess questions.
Yeah, so let's see. People are so, from Ashley, people are so fixed on calories and fat and the food pyramid. Sugar is never blamed by most nutritionists or doctors. I don't get it. Neither do I. You know what? The food pyramid is just...
Don't get me started on doctors.
The food pyramid is just completely ass backwards nowadays.
And I'm pretty sure, actually, I could be mistaken, so don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure the FDA came out with some sort of, like, thing that they were saying that the food pyramid, current food pyramid, was not as accurate.
Really?
I'm almost positive there was not a press release, I don't really know the term for it, but I'm almost positive there was a thing where the FDA released a statement saying that the food pyramid as it is now is not as it should be. I'm almost positive. But yeah, I mean, actually, people are fixated on calories and fat, and they don't realize that the sugar is actually what's doing it. Fat, the saturated fat, is not what's linked to heart disease and obesity and weight gain. It's the sugar that's doing all of that, and nobody's realizing it, right? And even if the doctors do realize it, they're not going to tell you because they make money off of you when you're not feeling, when you're not well, right? As sad as that is, as unfortunate as that, and that's not every doctor. I know doctors who are super into nutrition. They've been getting into nutrition for the last couple of years, and they're now well-diversed in medicine and nutrition. So now they can appropriately do it. Kudos to those doctors. Respect.
Yes.
This is not every doctor. You know, same thing with nutritionists. A lot of nutritionists have no goddamn idea what they're talking about, which is why you go to them on a continuous basis and not lose weight, not feel better, right? So it's like, and then you have nutritionists that actually do know what they're talking about, like Michelle and Kim, for example. Good timing. Michelle and Kim, they were on our episode last week, right? Nutritionists, they're awesome, and they actually help people lose weight. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a business that's doing well and opening up offices all over the island. They would have been shut down years ago because nobody would have gone to them. It's word of mouth. Like, everybody talks. So, like, you have people like Michelle and Kim who actually study nutrition and stay up to the current lifestyles and ways of eating and help people appropriately. And then you have the nutritionists who go, you want to lose weight? Okay. Start your day with oatmeal. And then have, like, a protein bar, a granola bar, and then they can go on. Most nutritionists do that because that's what a lot of programs in college are actually teaching these nutritionists, as I like to say.
The, according to this, the U.S. government's new food pyramid, it's called My Plate.
My Plate, yeah.
Yeah, choose My Plate. So it's like four quarters of fruits, grains, protein, vegetables, and then a cup of dairy.
It's probably better than the food pyramid, but yeah, they did change it. So yeah, that, whatever I read was accurate. So the FDA changed their food pyramid as it was to what's called now MyPlate, and it looks to be a little bit healthier than the past food pyramid from what I'm seeing, from what we're seeing at least.
So is there 3 points to remember when considering USDA's MyPlate? You should balance calories, enjoy your food, but eat less. Avoid oversized portions. Foods we should increase. Make sure at least half your plate is filled with fruits and vegetables. make at least half our grains whole grains, switch to skim or low fat milk. I don't like that one. And then
I'm slowly retracting what I just said.
Foods to reduce or compare sodium in foods like soup, bread, and frozen meals, and choose foods with lower numbers. Drink water instead of sugary drinks.
Obviously.
Okay. I mean, this whole site is kind of like debunking what they're asking. All right.
So yeah,
it's
a small improvement. It looks like,
but not much.
It's never going to be, and that's just the way it is, and that's why you have to be educated about it. You know, on stuff like we're talking about, because then you're going to be ahead of the curve. Not to mention, you know, oh, hold on, we have a question. AJ.
Hi.
When I first started macro counting about a year ago, I was so fixated on hitting my fats, proteins, and carbs that I didn't even notice how much sugar I was consuming. That's completely normal.
Yeah.
A lot of people surpass that or look past that. I still craved sugar constantly, and it was a battle every day on not eating sweets. I now stay between 20 and 30 grams of sugar a day, and it's completely changed my craving for it. I used to consume about 80 to 90 grams a day, not even from eating cakes and cookies, from eating stuff with hidden sugars. Crazy. Yeah.
And that's what we're going to get into.
Hell yeah. Good point, because I was just about to say that.
Thanks,
and
AJ.
Stopped. Thanks, AJ. So, hidden sugars. Damn. I was just about to go on to, like, juices.
Like orange juice?
Yeah. That was the first one that came to mind.
Okay.
So
what about it? And the amount of sugar that's in it?
Yeah. So a lot of people always ask, like, what about orange juice? What about apple juice?
Yeah.
Valid question. It's fruit juice. But I was watching I was watching a podcast the other day. And I really only watch about three different people's podcasts, so it really could have only been one of them. But, you know, they did a research study, scientific research study, a 10-ounce glass, an 8 to 10-ounce glass of orange juice had the same amount of sugar as one can of Coke.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
And that's based on, like, a Tropicana, not like a fresh squeezed orange juice.
Right.
You know, that's based on, like,
this
a Tropicana. Yeah, so, like, I'm going to look that up, too.
That's kind of alarming.
Yeah, and that's hidden sugar. Because if you think about it, oranges have sugar. So even if you fresh squeeze your orange juice, yeah, it's going to be a lot better, and you're going to get the benefits out of it because it's not processed. But at the end of the day,
you're still getting a lot of sugar.
It's still sugar.
You're getting a lot of sugar. Yeah, I think that was my I used to drink a lot of orange juice. And just because I love the taste of it.
Yeah.
And you just promise orange juice. Sorry, guys. Best orange juice.
That's the Stop and Shop brand, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's their organic brand.
Is it?
I guess
it's
legit,
or maybe it's not Nature's Promise. Maybe it's Florida's something. I forget. But, orange juice was shit.
Yeah.
I love apple juice. But yeah, apple juice, orange juice. That's alarming, though, to know that, let's see, and Kim chimed in on the orange juice thing, not to mention it takes like 8 oranges to make a glass of orange juice, which no one would ever eat in one sitting. Absolutely. Who's going to sit and eat 8 oranges? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You have one orange and you move on with your day.
I saw this cool thing. I went.
It can be oranges.
I was in Madrid 3 years ago, and they have this. They don't do any of that processed shit. You won't even see anything close to Tropicana.
Okay.
But they had like this big thing, and you put the full orange. Don't peel it. Nothing.
Yeah.
You take the thing, the whole full orange. You put it in the top.
Yep.
And it peels it and juices it.
That's dope.
So you can get a full glass of orange juice without a worker having to squeeze it.
That's kind of cool.
I was like, I need to get one of those when I get back, so it's really cool.
A self-juicer?
Yeah, like, all right, let's see.
So I think, the other thing, guys, I think with just sugars, and we've been big advocates of it, is make sure you're reading labels.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of things that you are ingesting currently are just filled with fake sugars and tons of real sugar. And it's just like,
especially stuff like that you think is healthy. Like, I just scrolled past the vitamin water.
Yeah.
Like, I see everyone drinking vitamin water thinking that it's vitamins in there. Or like vitamin water zero or whatever the hell it's called. Oh, sugar free. Well, like, I used to drink vitamin water too. Well, like, I'm reading here. Orange juice. Approximately 37 grams of sugar per bottle. And that's based on a 500 milliliter bottle.
Damn.
Coca-Cola, 35 grams. So this particular brand of orange juice is the same as the Coca-Cola. Original Coca-Cola, that's 35 grams of sugar per can.
And guys, also remember, when Coca-Cola first came out, they actually used to put cocaine in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like when it was first made.
100%.
Like, so think about that. They used
real
cocaine in their soda, and they switched from cocaine to sugar.
Which is really not much different.
Exactly. So they're like, oh, let's find something that actually gives you the same effect in your brain.
Yeah.
And we'll throw this in there. And
people were probably fucking sipping around.
Boom.
When it first came out, everyone was all coked up.
Jesus.
But hidden sugars, guys, you gotta watch for them, because that's what's gonna get you. Like AJ said, it wasn't from eating cookies and cakes and stuff. It was from sugar that she didn't even know was in there, because a lot of stuff, why would you think sugar was in there?
Yeah.
You know, like, you gotta be careful. Like, this, it's really, you know, you gotta watch for it. You have to be mindful. So, any questions on that before we move on to healthy sweeteners? To brighten up your day a little bit. Not just so we tell you what not to do, but what to do instead. Because we use healthy sweeteners too.
Yes, we do.
So if you have any questions about the topics we just spoke about, now is the time. If you haven't shared a video already,
please do.
Please do so. If you haven't liked and loved with the little like and love river, please blow it up. We love to see it. The more videos that get, the more shares we get on these videos, the more people see it. The more people see it, the further we keep going.
Yes.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. All right, so natural sweeteners?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's your favorite?
I like stevia. Stevia is usually my go-to.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I would definitely say stevia is my number one choice when it comes to natural sweeteners. Because especially since it's very low on the glycemic index.
Yeah.
And it's very good for just if I want something sweet in my coffee,
Yeah. Then
I'll use it. But rarely do I put sugar in my coffee at all. And I use it more when I'm like baking. Or if I'm cooking something,
okay, yeah.
That I use it for like a little rather, obviously, than regular sugar. So stevia is the sugar that we have at home.
Yeah.
So it's the one that I use.
That's my favorite. I like the stevia. I actually like this one. It's called Sweet Leaf. And it's Sweet Leaf Stevia. That's the company. And they make these things called Sweet Drops. And they come in a little thing. You can throw it in your purse or your backpack or your keep it in your car.
I do love those stevia drops.
Those are so good. I put those in everything because they're good and they don't have the aftertaste that most stevia drops do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's easy to carry around and they taste so good. There's vanilla, chocolate, coconut, and caramel. And, you know, like I've been making myself this coffee. Actually, I'm going to put it on the menu at Huntington, I think.
Cool.
So, I did Jim's organic single estate coffee, which is phenomenal. I did I did that coffee hot. I did 1/3 of a cup of full fat coconut cream from Whole Foods. I did 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, organics. I think it was organic cinnamon,
okay.
And vanilla stevia drops, and I blended it, and it was so good. I had the healthy fat, had like 15 grams of healthy fat in there from the coconut. I had the cinnamon, had the stevia. It was like a latte. It was so good. And I got, you know, the fat from it, the polyphenols and antioxidants from the good coffee, you know, and the cinnamon too, you know.
Yeah.
Cinnamon's awesome. Cinnamon has health benefits too. So
yeah, cinnamon, I like putting cinnamon in coffee.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And, you know, like, I was talking with a customer, and I let that customer try a little bit of my important different cup, and they literally were like, their breath was like, they were like speechless. I was like,
they're like, make me more.
Yeah, because
make me a cup.
Now it's like, they understand that they can drink something that tastes like it's filled with sugar from Starbucks,
yeah,
but not have the same effect on the body.
Right.
You know, like nothing in there was going to do harm to your body.
Right.
You know?
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is what you need.
And you had the taste. So you weren't sacrificing the taste and you were being healthy at the same time. So,
which is what we're trying for.
Yeah. So stevia is definitely my favorite too. There's also sugar alcohols, which have, you know, some people have mixed reviews on them. But at the same time, same thing. You know, there are sugar alcohols that are good and are harmless, and there are sugar alcohols that are not so good, super hard to digest, you know, rough on the gastrointestinal tract, you know. So,
so what are good sugar alcohols and what are bad sugar alcohols?
Erythritol is probably my number one.
Okay, as in good.
As in good.
Okay.
Erythritol is super easy to digest. It doesn't usually cause gastrointestinal distress or, you know, back up or make you bloated or go to the bathroom. Obviously, if you have it in excess, like anything else,
right.
Yes. But for the most part, in smaller to moderate amounts, it's really pretty good. It doesn't really have much of an effect, if any at all, on blood glucose levels.
That's good.
I've actually tested my blood glucose levels against a decent amount of erythritol, and
nothing. That's good.
So, like a lot of times, like I was watching this Facebook argument the other day. One of these people. I thought they knew what they were talking about, but they said, don't, for net carbs, don't back out all the sugar alcohol. Only back out half. And I get it because I've heard that before and I've researched it.
Okay.
Because it can, some sugar alcohols can affect blood glucose levels in a minor way.
But yeah.
Which is fine.
I mean, they're going to a little.
Yeah, but that's not to say don't take them out to find net carbs.
Right.
Because
you're supposed to take them out, though.
Yeah. So, like, if you're trying to find net carbs, yes, remove the sugar alcohol as long as it's a higher quality sugar alcohol,
right?
Like erythritol or xylitol. Xylitol is spelled with an X. If you're ever looking for it, right? These words look kind of scary because they look like chemicals, but they're sugar alcohols, and for the most part, they're not processed, right? Yeah, a little bit, and some of them are super processed. You kind of just have to figure out like which brands are good. You can always message Marty or myself mm-hmm. about which brands are good, which brands are not. So as long as it's not super processed xylitol or erythritol, you know, it should be fine. Sugar alcohols, for the most part, are extracted naturally from certain fruits. So yes, they look scary on the label, and you probably don't know how to pronounce them, which most people don't.
Right.
I pronounced erythritol and xylitol wrong for probably a year before anyone corrected me.
Same.
So, like, those are among the ones that are fine. Some of the ones that you should stay away from are, like, maltitol,
okay.
Sorbitol. You know, like, those two in particular I'm not a fan of because they can cause a little bit of damage.
Well, I know...
And they're very hard to digest.
A lot of the Atkins treats have maltitol.
Yeah.
Because I was in CVS one night and wanted to get like a sweet treat. And so I was like, oh, Atkins is like a low carb diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let me see. And I found their like sea salt caramel and I was like, super low like net carb. And I was
yeah.
like, all right, let's try it. But then I saw that there was a maltitol in it and I didn't really know much about it at all at the time when I bought them. And everyone's like, yeah, it's very hard for digestion
yeah,
and stuff. But
that's right.
It's like, didn't know that. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of them are a little rough.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely stevia, xylitol, and erythritol. If you're using no foods products, which are becoming very popular,
yeah. Yes.
And I'm super happy about that because No Foods are, they're great people that, that work with, the, they're great people that, that are, you know, I know a couple of the people in the company and they're awesome.
Yes.
They're really cool.
The people behind No Foods.
Yeah, the people behind No Foods are awesome. They use something called allulose. This is probably one of the biggest, like, misconceptions.
I was gonna ask you about that.
Huge controversy with allulose, especially in the keto community. So allulose, it's not technically a sugar alcohol. Allulose is technically a sugar.
Okay.
It's usually extracted from maple syrup, raisins, figs, sometimes jackfruits. But,
yeah.
A lot of times in a much more efficient and cheaper way for companies to use is non-GMO corn.
Okay.
No Foods, I don't think, uses non-GMO corn because they're paleo-friendly.
Right.
So I don't believe so. I can find out more. But anyway, allulose doesn't get metabolized by the body.
Okay.
It's very closely related in, like, molecular structure and taste and as sugar.
Right.
And it's technically a sugar, which is why the FDA mandates that No Foods or anyone using allulose lists allulose as sugar on the food nutrition fact label. So when you turn around a No Foods cookie and you see 28 grams of sugar, that's 28 grams of allulose. They don't use real sugar, but the FDA makes them list that as sugar because technically that's what it is.
That explains a lot.
Big companies like No Foods are spending money trying to, I believe they're trying to get the FDA to change their views on it.
Right.
I believe that they're trying to get allulose its own category.
Okay.
You know, because if you walk into a store, you know, you walk into Mission Nutrition,
right,
we're going to tell you exactly what allulose is, just like I did. You walk into another store that sells No Foods, and the person working doesn't know what allulose is. Someone like us, I'm going to walk into that store, I'm going to see, oh, cool, a cookie. I'm going to see 28 grams of sugar,
and you're gonna,
which surpasses my grams for the entire day.
And, you're back on the
and I'm
going to
throw it back on the shelf, and I'm probably never going to give it a second look.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless you have someone in the store explaining to you what allulose is, or someone like us explaining to you what allulose is if you're ordering online, then, you know, you're not going to really be interested in it.
Right.
But I have tested my blood levels, and I know other people have tested their blood glucose levels against No Foods products, and it didn't even budge.
That's good.
But not even a little bit.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I love No Foods.
And No Food and allulose too. Allulose is one of the most tolerable natural sweeteners that doesn't get metabolized by the body out of all of them. I mean, out of all the sugar alcohols, allulose is one of the most tolerable ones as far as digestion and gastrointestinal. You know, it doesn't cause any distress. It doesn't cause bloating, usually.
Right.
Everyone's different.
Everyone's different. And
if you're eating No Foods three times a day, you'll probably get bloated because your body needs to process and break down the allulose. And, you know, even though it doesn't get metabolized by the body, the body still has to break it down and do what it does.
Right.
You know? So, Mary, Truvia. I'm not a fan of Truvia just because it's stevia mixed with erythritol, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe it's highly processed. So you kind of want to try to stay away from Truvia. Obviously, it's much better than sugar and Splenda and all the artificial sweeteners. But you do want to try to find a more natural stevia whole leaf sweetener.
Yes.
In my opinion.
And you can find stevia anywhere now.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
it's like,
you can go to Stop and Shop or Stu Leonard's or
yeah.
wherever. You can buy
honestly,
stevia.
You can probably go to CVS and buy stevia.
Yeah.
At this point,
so
at this
there
day,
should be, if you're going to get sugars, you might as well just get stevia, and considering you can find it anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a safer alternative. You know, especially if you're trying to not spike your glucose levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's really no reason not to get it.
Yeah.
At least that's my opinion. Sorry, guys. I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. So we covered sugar,
yeah.
Why it's bad. We went on a little rant.
Yep.
An educational rant. We covered artificial sweeteners. And natural sweeteners, and yeah, let's get some questions.
Yeah, a little Q&A.
10 minutes left. Let's do a little Q&A type deal. Sugar and natural sweeteners are probably one of the most confusing topics So you should have some questions, hopefully.
Yeah, you guys have been really good about asking them as we've been going. So,
yeah.
So
let's get those questions rocking and rolling so we can answer them. Let's get some likes. Let's get some love.
Yeah, don't forget to share this out to everybody. Don't forget that we're also on iTunes and SoundCloud and Google Play and YouTube and, you know, all those good things. And make sure you leave us comments and reviews because we enjoy them very much so.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Awesome.
I noticed that Mission is having a keto 1-on-1.
Yeah. So.
In May?
Yeah. So the whole thing was, I wanted to continue doing seminars.
Yeah.
And I put on my Facebook, I need to know if anyone knows where I can rent the space.
Yep.
And Chris, one of the owners of Mission Nutrition, was like, dude, do it in the Huntington store. You know?
Yeah.
I like to make it, even though my seminars are my own thing, you know, I'm very invested, as far as like, being in Mission Nutrition, like not financially invested, but like, you know, that's what I love to do.
Yeah,
I'm there,
absolutely.
I'm there 60 hours a week. I love it. So we're going to be doing once a month, we're going to be doing a Let's Talk Keto seminar.
Cool.
In the Huntington store. So if you're local, Huntington Village on Main Street, Mission Nutrition, we're going to be doing a Let's Talk Keto seminar workshop once a month. We're going to release the date every month. This first one is May 14th at 7 p.m. The sign-up link is on Mission Nutrition's Instagram page. We'll put it in the comments section. It's at It's Mission Nutrition, and the link is in the bio. So you can sign up, and it's going to be really cool. We have a lot of cool topics to talk about, and you know, me and I believe the two owners, Chris and Anthony, are going to be joining and doing, we're all going to be kind of doing a nice little workshop seminar together.
Cool.
Because we all have the same thought process on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we all have really cool, different things to share.
Yeah.
And then everyone can take that and ball it into one and rock with it.
Nice.
So that's going to be really cool. We're super psyched about that idea. So that's going to be a consistent once a month thing. And that's gonna be really cool. So anyone who's interested in that, I'm excited for it. I really am.
Would you say if you're going over in your protein, will that cause a stall in weight loss?
What do you think?
Well, it depends. Are you following a keto diet? That's my first question to you, because if that's the case, too much protein in a keto diet can convert to glucose and will spike your levels. So it could cause weight loss. If that's the question and, you know, what you're referencing, then yes, it's possible. If you have too much protein in a keto diet, then it does convert to glucose, which is sugar, and it can cause weight loss. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, excess protein in general, I mean, it's going to, like Marty said, it's going to turn to glucose and the sugar. Sugar gets stored as body fat. So realistically, I'm trying to follow closely. Excess protein is broken down as glucose no matter what diet you're on, but especially on keto, because if you're fat adapted or somewhat, that means your body's even more sensitive to glucose. So yeah, at the end of the day, the excess protein is going to break down as glucose, and glucose gets stored as body fat, so that could actually cause weight gain or hinder your weight loss. But at the same time, you know, you can always message one of us. Because it might be another aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, you might think it would be the excess protein, but you might be happy okay, right? You know, enough amount of protein, but it could be your carbs are too low, your carbs are too high, your fats are not high enough, your fats are too. So it's, you know,
the quality of foods.
Quality of foods. You know, if you're trying to do keto on a fast food type of thing, that's not going to work either. So is it better to actually stay under on protein? Yeah, I mean, if it comes to the number, like say you're having just for example, just to make it easy, say you're having 100 grams of protein, right? If it's between staying closer to 80 or trying to go like towards 120, you're better off staying closer to 80, because even when you're exercising, your body doesn't need as much protein as everyone thinks it does to recover and thrive. So as far as that macronutrient protein, I would definitely say it's better safe to stay under than over, you know, because you don't want that converting into glucose, you know, because then that's going to store as body fat, or at least it could.
And I mean, that's the point of a keto lifestyle, is to burn body fat. So
yeah, exactly. No, you need to do what Hicksville. Well, Hicksville is not the ideal store to do a seminar in because there is no room. But if you really want a good keto seminar, I'm sure you'll be happy to make the 20-minute drive to Huntington.
Mary
we're also
going to
be doing cool like samples and stuff too.
What about Swerve?
Swerve is actually just erythritol, so go for it. And Swerve is actually a good quality erythritol. So it's awesome for baking. They make confectionery and granulated.
Yes.
So you can use it for baking. People put it in their tea,
yep.
Put it in their coffee. So Mary, Swerve is definitely awesome. It's just, it's a good quality erythritol, so 100%.
We'll do that next week. Somebody asked me if we could do our the podcast on Periscope over Instagram. We'll have to try that next week.
Sweet.
Rather than Instagram Live.
Awesome.
Because I can't really read the comments anyway on my very small work iPhone. It's weird having an iPhone 7.
Yeah.
That's small. Using it compared to my 8 Plus, and I'm like, it's just like, just a weird
I have
feeling.
Plus now.
Yeah.
I have to get a new phone, actually. I'm thinking about the iPhone X or 10. Or...
Smart move.
Because my battery, see what happened was, I plugged my phone in to charge, and I normally don't do it overnight.
Okay.
It's not really good to do often. And I fell asleep with it plugged in under my pillow. I have a heavy Tempur-Pedic pillow.
Yeah.
So I guess it overheated,
Ooh.
And it got really hot, and I pulled it out when I woke up, and it actually had a thing on it that said, like, your phone is overheating,
Ooh.
You can't use it until
that's
it cools down.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of, like,
that in sun.
Yeah, I think it fried the battery, so now my battery's screwed, so I'm trying to think about the iPhone X.
It's delicious. It's probably the best sail-away flavor.
Yeah, Kim, I've tried every one of sail-away's like every possible coffee that Sailway makes, and I have to say that sea salt and caramel nitro cold brew can is the best tasting one. And
it really is.
I mean, it's just, it's the best tasting one, hands down. So, yeah, 100%.
There's a ton of flavor to it.
Yeah. Nadine, will you be in Hicksville tomorrow? I will be in Hicksville tomorrow, Hicksville Mission Nutrition, 12 to 9 tomorrow, Nadine. So, come on in.
Mary, what's the best butt to eat for keto?
Mary, I think there might have been a typo there.
Yeah.
No. Ha. Okay.
No.
Well, I'm allergic to almost every nut, so.
I'd say almonds. Almonds are my favorite because I think they're really high in fat. There's no carbs in them, if I'm not mistaken. If not, there's maybe like 2 carbs.
Yeah, they're low.
They're very, very low.
Cashews are a little bit higher.
I would stick to almonds.
Yeah. Macadamia nuts are probably up there too. They're a lot of fat.
Yeah.
Low carbs, same thing. Very nutritious. My personal favorite, and they're actually like stamped keto, peely nuts.
Okay.
Peely nuts, they're a little expensive.
Maybe you just broke that up.
Good timing. Peely nuts are my favorite. I don't have much of a choice because I'm allergic to every other nut besides peely nuts.
Okay.
But peely nuts are, it's actually a seed, which makes more sense as to why I'm not allergic to it. Technically, it's not a nut or a tree nut, which is what I'm allergic to.
Right.
It's technically a seed. and it's a rare seed nut from the Philippines.
Cool.
So it's super hard to get. Hunter-Gatherer is a company. They found a way to get it.
Yeah.
So peeling nuts are actually pretty much pure fat. There's like maybe 3 grams of protein, zero carbs, and they're so full of flavor, they literally melt in your mouth.
I don't know if
I've ever had them. They're buttery. They're very good.
I'm going to have to get you some.
They make original Himalayan salt.
Okay.
They make spicy chili.
Ooh.
They make turmeric black pepper, which is actually really good.
That sounds good.
And they make a cacao one. The cacao one, they use coconut sugar.
Okay.
So they're still very low. Like on a keto diet, you can get away with it. And they do they do wonders for keeping the sweet tooth and getting your fat at the same time. And a cool little thing, kind of on topic. And again, people have their opinions on it. But
right.
I've done a lot of research on this specific thing. If you have a high fat content with a little bit of sugar, the fat actually slows the absorption down of the sugar. So you're digesting less of it. Which is why I put like MCT oil on my beverages.
Okay.
Because glucose digests quickly, fat digests very slow.
Yeah.
So if they're being consumed together, the fat is gonna slow down the digestion of the sugar. So the sugar is gonna kind of almost burn off before you get to digest it.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That's nice.
That's like a little hack.
I like it. A little body hack.
Yeah. Awesome.
Really is like eating butter. I'm gonna have to get some because I've never
actually
had it before.
They make peeling nut butter.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Mom, I bought this olive oil and garlic butter from Stew Leonard's.
That sounds really good.
Comes in like a giant tub too. Yeah, it's really good.
Sounds
it's good with like cooking for fish or steak.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh yeah. Yes, my mouth watered a little bit thinking of that.
Hell yeah.
So what happens when I think about butter?
Better than butter. Always.
Weird.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Alright, well.
And if you guys didn't notice, I ran a poll on my Instagram today about what shirt I should wear. The Violent Gentleman shirt one. Actually, it was a 50-50.
Really?
And not for nothing, it was actually out already. So, like,
I put a poll on my Instagram to see if people would think I would drink a Fanta.
I know, saw that. I almost said yes.
Some people said yes.
I was like, maybe he's going to go for it.
Fun fact.
But I didn't think you were going to do it.
That wasn't even an orange soda.
What was it?
I took a picture of myself holding an orange Zevia, and I photoshopped a picture of Fanta to make it look like I was holding a Fanta. So those of you who voted on my poll,
well done.
I actually didn't even have a Fanta soda in my head.
Well done. Well done, sir.
I just wanted to mess with people. I don't know.
Makes a magician.
Yeah.
It makes magic happen.
Photoshop magician. My hand would probably start sizzling if I even held a Fanta soda.
Fanta's really good.
Oh my god, yeah.
Fanta orange?
That's my thing. That's why I drink the Zevia orange soda. Because I used to drink gallons of the Fanta orange soda when I was younger.
Or Sunkist?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, Slice.
Slice.
Do you have Slice? Slice.
The Zevia orange soda is my new favorite flavor.
Zevia is really good.
Out of all the flavors, I've tried every one of them.
I found Zevia at Stop and Shop.
Oh, yeah, the carrier.
Yeah. I was walking around in their healthy section, and I'm like, oh, I was like, Zevia's here.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good to know.
I'm gonna have to start
picking that up. And Michelle has keto day one going. Michelle and her husband Dan just started keto today.
Congratulations.
So,
good luck to you.
Yeah.
Anything you need, you let us know.
Great.
Well, we're up at about an hour.
Yeah.
I went quick.
Michelle, hi.
Hi, Michelle. Clarissa, hi, Clarissa.
People joining in. It was okay. I went over my carbs and daily intake a bit. What's a bit?
A bit.
That's the real question. This week, guys. And it's day one. It's okay, by the way.
Yeah. Don't beat yourself up. That's going to happen.
You went over by 36 carbs or you had 36 carbs total? That's... All right.
Nah.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
It's not that bad.
No.
And from what you were telling me about what you were buying and making and eating, I wouldn't be too worried about it. It's day one. It's okay. It's a new way of eating and living. So, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Lessons learned. It's good that you make a mistake like that. I make mistakes literally on purpose sometimes, just so I can learn from them.
Yeah.
So
it's fun.
You're doing good.
You'll be all right. Does Instagram Live only let you film for an hour? Apparently, because it shut off after an hour. So I think that's what happened last week too.
Yeah. It's shit together, Instagram.
Yeah.
We got things to say.
We need to increase the time for that, and you need to get your timeline shit in order.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking at shit from 3 days ago on the top of my timeline. You see things now.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
I know.
All right. Well, and I saw your message, by the way. We'll try Periscope next week.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see how well that works. On that note, I think we're going to wrap this up.
Awesome episode, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for everyone that tuned in.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Let's get one more huge like and love river going.
Yeah, can we get a river?
Let's get a couple more shares if you guys can. And we got some really cool topics next week, so stay tuned.
And it's episode 10. The 10th episode of Mondays with Mike and Morning.
I think we're going to do a little something special for that.
I think that sounds good. I like it. Yes, there it is. You guys are the best. Thanks for closing us out strong.
Hell yeah.
Keep going.
We're going to think of something really cool and special for you guys next week for our 10th episode.
And maybe... for the 10th episode, we'll do something like that.
Yeah, do a giveaway.
And we'll do a giveaway next week.
I like that idea.
Next week, guys.
That's what I'm talking about. Something special.
I don't know what we're gonna do, but next week, episode 10, special giveaway.
Yep.
So tune in and join us.
Hell yeah!
See you next week.
See you guys next week. Thanks for watching.